Psalm 70 is the psalm for today in our reading through the Bible in a year. And Wilmington says in his Bible commentary, he says this is a psalm of praise and an SOS. David is surrounded by his enemies, so he sends up this psalm. He offered up an urgent prayer for deliverance, taking time to praise God while doing so. I love that about David. He says all these things about how people are chasing him and he's just holding on just by the thread. And then all of a sudden he'll leave his complaining and his fear and he praises God. Hey, we should be just like that. When we have things happening in our lives, then all of a sudden just leave it behind for even a moment and give up a sentence of praise and worship to him. To acknowledge and adore God in the hour of trouble is to be rescued and restored by him. I like Wilmington. I like his commentary. I like what he says about the scriptures. In the hour of trouble, to send up a word of praise is absolutely to be rescued and restored by him. How many times has that happened to you? In the midst of everything, then all of a sudden you turn and you fix your eyes on God again, and there's kind of a peace that comes down. That's what you did yesterday, Daria, in the car. You had trouble all around you. You were worried out of your mind. I understand. I have a doggy too, and we don't want anything to happen to these precious animals. But in the midst of that, you said a verse came to your mind, and you said the verse, and she had peace as she was finished her driving. Didn't even go over the speed limit. Very, very good. In verse 4 in the psalm, the Message Bible says, "Let those on the hunt for you sing and celebrate. Let all who love your saving way say over and over, God is mighty." But in the King James, this is going to be familiar for you, so let's stand and let's say it from the King James together. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. In all circumstances, we are going to let God be magnified. Because blessed be the name of the Lord. Is that how we're starting this morning, Pastor Kev? Let's go for it. Let's really praise him this morning.